Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
Hallo ihr Lieben, herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Folge des Englisch-Lernen-Podcasts mit dem Avatar-Training der Speed Learning International School. Wenn du schon das High Qualified Abo, das Monatsabo an der Speed Learning International School hast, um auf dieses Avatar-Training in seiner kompletten Fülle zurückgreifen zu können. Wir beschäftigen uns heute mit Video 45. Das wäre der Text, den du brauchst, wenn du das Ganze als Diktat nutzen möchtest oder auch um die ganzen Wörter zu verstehen. Falls welche dabei sind, die du noch nicht kennst, hol dir die deutsche und die englische Textversion dazu. Ansonsten, ich demonstriere wieder, dann kannst du nachdemonstrieren und so. Geht's los.
Hello.
Hi.
Today we're going to practice the next adjectives and verbs from the previous videos.
Okay.
We'll start with simple questions again first.
Okidoki.
As in the last video, please answer as you see fit.
Yes.
I will again give you a moment to answer following the question and then give two examples of answers.
I love it.
All right, we'll begin.
Yes.
Here comes the first question.
Come on.
Do you think tattoos are beautiful or ugly?
Well, it depends on the person. Tattoos are just tattoos.
First answer choice. I find tattoos beautiful. Second answer choice. I find tattoos ugly. Second question. Is a sack of 10 kilos of potatoes light or heavy for you?
A sack of 10 kilo of potatoes is light for me.
First answer choice. A sack of 10 kilos of potatoes is light for me. Second answer choice. A sack of 10 kilos of potatoes is heavy for me. Third question. Do you have a lot or a little money in your wallet?
Well, I have a lot of money in my wallet. Why do you ask, by the way?
First answer choice. I have a lot of money in my wallet. Second answer choice. I have little money in my wallet. Fourth question. Are your neighbors friendly or unfriendly?
Oh, my neighbors are very friendly. They are indeed extremely friendly. I love them.
First answer choice. My neighbors are friendly. Second answer choice. My neighbors are unfriendly. Fifth question. Are your children healthy or sick?
My children are healthy. Probably the healthiest of all of them. I love them.
First answer choice. My children are healthy. Second answer choice. My children are sick. Great. Now let's play with the adjectives again.
Okay.
Just repeat after me.
I repeat.
A saxophone is heavier than a guitar.
A saxophone is heavier than a guitar.
But a piano is the heaviest musical instrument.
But a piano is the heaviest musical instrument of all.
Wood is lighter than metal.
Wood is lighter than metal.
But polystyrene is the lightest.
But polystyrene is the lightest.
I earn more money than my colleague.
I earn more money than my colleague.
But my brother earns the most.
But my brother earns the most. I don't have a brother, by the way.
My mother eats less than me.
My mother eats less than me. But my sister eats the least.
But my grandma eats the least.
Oh, but my grandma eats the least.
Of all the people I know, Thomas is the friendliest and Sarah is the unfriendliest.
Tom is the friendliest and Sarah the unfriendliest.
Thomas is even friendlier than the Pope.
Thomas is even friendlier than the Pope.
And Sarah is more unfriendly than any mafia boss.
Sarah is more unfriendly than any mafia boss.
Fruit is healthier than meat.
Fruit is healthier than meat.
But vegetables are the healthiest.
But vegetables are the healthiest.
Perfect.
Thank you.
You've mastered another exercise.
Oh, mastered.
Time for a break.
Time for a break, Dan. Session, okay. Also, ja, auch hier wieder die Möglichkeit, das Ganze als Diktat zu nutzen. Das Vokabular, das unser Avatar benutzt, um die Technik zu erklären, die Übung zu erklären, sich nochmal zu verinnerlichen, zu überlegen, wie kann ich jetzt diese Beispiele, die gebracht wurden, adaptieren, dass sie für mich und mein Leben tatsächlich passen. Also es gibt viele Möglichkeiten, um dieses Avatar-Training zu nutzen. Lade dir die MP3-Dateien runter und nutze diese Übung tagsüber die ganze Zeit. Und übrigens, wir hatten ja bei den 25 häufigsten Verben der englischen Sprache das Angebot, dass du dich bei uns melden kannst, um mithilfe der Baumliste aus dem Speed Learning dir die 25 Verben zu merken. Das gleiche gilt natürlich auch für die Adjektive. Du kannst jedes Adjektiv mit einem Verb kombinieren. Ist das nicht grandios? Also, wenn du mehr dazu wissen möchtest, dann hol dir ein Abo an der Speed Learning International School und wenn du es hast, dann kontaktiere uns einfach und wir schicken dir dann die entsprechenden Infos dazu. Also, doch jetzt bist du erstmal du dran. Achso, ja, den Link findest du übrigens in der Podcast-Beschreibung. Das noch als kleinen Hinweis, dass du nicht lange suchen musst. Aber jetzt erstmal Adjektive und ihre Gegensätze in der praktischen Anwendung. Viel Spaß!
Hello! Today we're going to practice the next adjectives and verbs from the previous videos. We'll start with simple questions again first. As in the last video, please answer as you see fit. I will again give you a moment to answer following the question and then give two examples of answers. Alright, we'll begin. Here comes the first question. Do you think tattoos are beautiful or ugly? First answer choice. I find tattoos beautiful. Second answer choice. I find tattoos ugly. Second question. Is a sack of 10 kilos of potatoes light or heavy for you? First answer choice. A sack of 10 kilos of potatoes is light for me. Second answer choice. A sack of 10 kilos of potatoes is heavy for me. Third question. Do you have a lot or a little money in your wallet? First answer choice. I have a lot of money in my wallet. Second answer choice. I have little money in my wallet. Fourth question. Are your neighbors friendly or unfriendly? First answer choice. My neighbors are friendly. Second answer choice. My neighbors are unfriendly. Fifth question. Are your children healthy or sick? First answer choice. My children are healthy. Second answer choice. My children are sick. Great. Now let's play with the adjectives again. Just repeat after me. A saxophone is heavier than a guitar. But a piano is the heaviest musical instrument. Wood is lighter than metal. But polystyrene is the lightest. I earn more money than my colleague. But my brother earns the most. My mother eats less than me. But my grandma eats the least. Of all the people I know, Thomas is the friendliest and Sarah is the unfriendliest. Thomas is even friendlier than the Pope. And Sarah is more unfriendly than any mafia boss. Fruit is healthier than meat. But vegetables are the healthiest. Perfect. You've mastered another exercise. Time for a break.